Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have special guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday, and that means it's time for...
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
Please participate. The show won't be good without your participation, so don't sit back and twiddle your thumbs, you know, interact with us and have fun. We're going to have some fun, 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 fun. Call in at 347-237-5506. And when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Happy Manic Monday, everyone. It's March 25th, 2013. And even though we're nearly a week into spring now, I'm sitting in my condo in St. Louis, Missouri, where we just received 12.5 inches of snow. And I did see that one of our other Rad Reality Show Network hosts posted a Facebook message today because he is in law enforcement and it is his duty to inform us all that, you know, he has APBs he needs to put out when there's these kind of things going on. He needs to keep us all safe and let us know when there's danger. I am talking about the lovable Louis Stravato. He's one of the detectives from The Amazing Race. Anyway, there is an APB out on the Punxsutawney Phil. He's been charged with putting out a false weather report, and he is now wanted dead or alive. So if he's spotted, it may be a dangerous situation when he is taken down. So I want everybody to be very careful out there. Louis has put the APB out. Everyone else, all law enforcement has put this APB out. So Punxsutawney Phil is in danger. When they see him, he's going to be taken down. Dead or alive, he's going in. So just want to put that out there. We're going to get back to regular business now. My name is Cherry Garcia. With me on air is Mr. Paul from Minnesota. And we're going to check in with Paul first and see how he's doing, and then we're going to bring up our lovely host of the show, Ms. Michelle Costa. Paul, how are you doing?
I'm doing. I knew you were going to open with the damn snow. I did, Cherry. I know it doesn't mean a thing to you right now, but I looked at your temperatures, and they're forecast to be in the mid-50s by this weekend. So I wish we had those kind of temperatures forecast. We're barely going to get into the 40s by the weekend. So there's something positive there somewhere, isn't there?
When I find it, I'll get a cake cutter out and cut it in half and send you part of it. I just can't find it yet.
Okay.
I haven't found
it. I can accept that.
But anyway, I know where there's something positive. She's
You're
on
right.
air with us. It's our hostess cupcake, hostess with the mostest, Miss Michelle Costa, our sunshine. That's where the positive is. Michelle, how are you, sweetie?
Well, you got it right on the money, hostess with the mostest.
That's right.
Well, Cherry, we don't have 12 and a half inches over here, which I kind of like 12 and a half inches. But anyway, that's a different topic. We are snowing right now in the lovely springtime of Rhode Island. Gotta love it. I just want spring. Damn it.
I want to be the one to arrest Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, what's up with that? Well, you know what? I'm glad that there's an APB out for him. So everyone be on the lookout and make a citizen's arrest.
Little
do what
rodent.
You got to do. Take your 12.5-incher and just beat the crap out of them. And if you don't, grab somebody else's and beat them.
There you go.
But anyway, as usual, I think we should just start off with a disclaimer, seeing that it's already getting a little naughty. Sherry, is it possible? Can we do that?
Let's just do this right off the bat.
The views expressed by guests and callers into the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show, and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
Yeah. Don't you feel better when that's, like, done and over with?
Yes, I do.
Good. Well, it's Manic Mondays. So happy. A lot of people don't like Mondays, but we make them love Mondays because it's epic Monday here. And we have so much to go over, so much to talk about. We have great guests coming on. So you guys grab your wine, grab whatever you like to drink, whatever you like to eat, maybe a bucket of ice cream, and sit back and relax because it's going to be a great show. I'm a little bit under the weather. Don't know if you guys know, but I actually woke up Saturday morning with one of my eyes swollen shut. Didn't get in a bar fight that I know of. It would have been a good story, better than what I got, but no. I ended up having to go to my 90th great uncle's birthday party that night, and I really was like teeter tottering on whether to go or not, and because like my eye was swollen. So I was like, you know what? When are you ever going to go to your 90th great uncle's birthday? Okay, that's number one. That's not going to come around again. And then number two, I'm sure he's been through many things worse than what I have. So, and I have family that came from Portugal and all this stuff. So it was a good time. Sunday morning, I woke up with my eye swollen shut again. So early in the morning, went to the urgent care. And the doctor looked at me and he said, oh boy. And I was like, oh God. And he's like, well, have you had a dry cough? I said, yes. And he said, have you been sneezing? I said, yes. He said, well, you have a sinus infection. And I'm like, okay, great. What does that have to do with my eyes? He said that you can actually get conjunctivitis, which is a different form of pink eye, from a sinus infection, which a lot of people out there have been actually sending me messages like, I can't believe you can get an eye infection from sinus infection, but your sinuses are connected to your tear ducts, which in turn are connected to the rest of your eyeball, whatever. So by the end of that day, yesterday, I got prescribed antibiotic eye drops and nasal spray. By the end of the day, both of my eyes were swollen. So the infection spread to both of my eyes. So that's what I'm dealing with right now. No bueno, okay? because, number one, I can't sit at home and sit here and do nothing. I have to go to work. So I actually had to go out in public with two eyes that looked like I got beat up. And the other thing, which we're going to be getting to, is JoJo is going to be coming on. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the casting call that me and her are going to be attending for Big Brother. Yes, you guys, it's starting. Big Brother casting calls. So exciting. We're going to be going over the list of places, but me and her are going to be at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. It's a casino on March 28th, 10 to 12, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Come on down. Bring everybody. Come audition. You get to meet me and JoJo, and you get to try out for Big Brother. What's better than that? But I have to go the day before to do a television appearance at a local Connecticut.
Cool.
Yeah, which is cool, but if I didn't have two infected eyes,
oh,
it's even better. So let's all cross our fingers, cross our toes, cross our legs, and whatever else you can cross, that my
all right,
eyes
Michelle,
will be good.
Michelle, for those people that are in that area, can you tell them, are you still going to make the TV appearance? If so, tell them what it's so they can set their DVRs.
Well, I am making it. Eyeballs or not, if I have to wear my eye mask. It's going to be near the Mohegan Sun area. I don't know the exact town, but it's called Better Morning, which is Better Connecticut. Hold on one second. Let me get the station. Hold on.
I have a great idea. We should all come up. We should come up with a contest of what Michelle should say happened to her eyes if she has to go on TV and her eyes are still looking this bad. Like,
we need.
I'm
going to
say this is what happens when you go in the Big Brother house. This is what happens. You come out looking like that.
I don't know if any of you have ever watched that reality show Face Off, but we need some of those makeup artists to take over on you, Michelle.
Yeah, I need a complete new face. That's what I need. But just to let you guys know, it is WFSB TV Channel 3, and it's in Rocky Hill, Connecticut. And it is called Better Connecticut. So if you guys have that in your area, make sure you watch DVR. And you never know, they might post a link on their page. I'll let you guys know that. So... And we'll talk a little bit more about that when JoJo comes back. We'll talk a little bit more about the casting call. But we're also going to be talking about Big Brother Canada. Guess who's hooked? Now, Cherry, I don't know the answer to this. So I mean to put you on the spot. But did you get some Big Brother Canada inside you?
I have not. I'm staying away from it. I have too much going on in my life to be able to, I cannot let myself get sucked into Big Brother Canada because I just have too much going on in my life right now. If I get sucked into it, when I go Big Brother, I go all the way. And I'll be staying up all night and not getting any sleep. And, you know, it'll just be too much for me. And I have
very
so much going on in my life right now. I can't let myself get into a Big Brother season right now. I have to deal with life right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I hear you, girlfriend.
I'm avoiding it right now. I want to call in so bad. I mean, I want to not call in, but I want to tune in so bad, but I just can't allow myself to. I have to stay away. I'm pouting. You can't see
it's
me,
okay.
But I'm pouting.
We understand. No need to explain, baby girl. But anyway, I want to know, I mean, I've talked to you, Chad, but how is Paul doing from Minnesota? How you doing, Paul? How's it going? How was your week?
Well, I don't have any wine, but can I talk like this? And even though I don't have wine, I can sound like a whiner.
Yeah, you could be a whiner. What are you whining about?
No. Does that not sound really irritating? I'm not going to talk about it. talk like that. No, I'm doing well, and I have been. I haven't watched as much feeds as I'd like to recently for Big Brother Canada, but I have been keeping up at least on the TV episodes. So,
me too. I haven't watched any of the live feeds. None at all. I just go to YouTube. I try to watch all three episodes that I miss in the week in one shot, and that's it. Because I can't get into it right now with the whole being glued to your computer. I just can't. Besides the fact that my eyeballs hurt. Oh, and I was told by the doctor I can't rub eyeballs with anybody. I'm like, great, buddy, thanks. They're going to date tonight.
Real quickly, Michelle, because we have people on the switchboard, but is it contagious?
Sure.
I mean, can other people catch what you...
Yes, very contagious.
It's very contagious. Like, he made it a point to tell me, do not rub eyeballs with anybody, you know, without even thinking about it. You know how you just kind of rub your eyes? If I rub my eyes and I just touch something, and I guess you can get it. It really depends on the level of it. So it's a concern, you know, that it's possible. So I'm contagious. Put me in an incubator and forget about me.
Aww. We do have your guest on the switchboard, Michelle.
Yay. Okay, great. Let's bring her up. You know what's so funny is that I think that if you watch Big Brother Canada, between me and our guest coming up, I think Tala is kind of like a blend of us. It's ridiculous. And then with the meltdown that Tala had during HOH, I was like, oh, my God, she sounds just like me. I was like, oh, my God. Goodness, let's bring the fabulous, so wonderful.
JoJo.
Miss JoJo, you're on air with Michelle Costa.
Hey,
how are
what's
you?
Up?
Hey,
JoJo.
How are you guys?
Hey, long time no talk, Michelle.
Yeah, I know. It's been like, what, like 5 seconds?
Like 5 minutes, right? Michelle, as Rennie would say, Michelle.
Michelle. Well, Miss JoJo, thank you
Hi,
so Sherry. Much.
Hi, JoJo. How are you, babe?
Good. Thank you for having me, guys, once again.
We love
Hi,
you
JoJo.
On here.
Hi, JoJo. This is Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hey,
I'm talking to you, too, on Twitter.
Hey, JoJo, yep. You want to say hi to everybody listening and everybody in the chat room? Because they love them some JoJo.
Ooh, I love them, too. What's up, chat room? I love you guys. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
Yay. So, JoJo, I know that you've been, like, super busy, and it's been getting just crazier by the day. So,
that summer's here. Almost here.
Yeah, almost. It's not here in the Northeast. I don't know where you are, in Staten Island, where the weather's good, but the weather's not good at all. There's no spring anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's been getting a little bit better, but, yeah, no, definitely now, like, the you know, Big Brother craze is starting up again, because March Madness.
Yeah. March is the casting call month for Big Brother.
Yeah,
so
First off,
you and me are going to be at Mohegan Sun on March 28th from 10 to 12 p.m. And it's going to be me and JoJo in full force, okay? A lot of people compare me and JoJo together, so the both of us together, holy crap.
I know, fireworks. And I was just listening to what you said about Tala, which she is my favorite on Big Brother Canada. She's like a combination of me, you, and Ashley, because she's got that like little like that cute ditzy thing going, but it like works for her. Like, she's so adorable. Just wanted to throw that out there.
So you are watching Big Brother Canada?
Yes, I am. I mean, I try to catch up, you know, on YouTube. I heard you were saying how you watch it on YouTube, too. Yeah, I mean, ever since, I'm like a Big Brother nerd now. I'm like, I will be a fan forever.
Yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit about that after. But now, I know that you're actually going to be doing another casting call. Do you want to let people know about that so that if they're in that area, they can come and see you? And you're going to be with who hosting that event?
Okay, so after the Connecticut casting call, I'm shooting back to Staten Island, obviously my hometown, and we're going to do the casting call on Staten Island. For anyone who wants to audition who lives in New York, it's going to be at Club Arena, and it's on Arthur Kill Road. All the details are on jojodoll.com, and I'm going to be doing an appearance with Alex from Big Brother Season 9. He's also a local Staten Islander.
So
the two of us
Alex.
Will be there. Yeah, it's going to be fun. The two of us will be there. Like, hey, they stepped it up because last year when I did the open casting call in Manhattan, it was so not like this. Like, they're doing, like, a big party afterwards, like, drinks and music and dancing. So even after you audition, if you want, just hang out and party. Or if you don't want to audition and you want to just come party with me and Alex, you're more than welcome.
So are you saying they can get down and have their groove thing with you and dance on the dance floor and just... have
yeah,
no care in the
definitely.
World.
But, yeah, there's
cool.
enough for me to go around. Like a lot of fans like they'll message me and they'll be like, "Oh, I saw you here and I saw you there, but I was too nervous to say hi to you." And I always like let them know, "Listen, I'm not that scary. Like, just come up and say hi. Like, I try to make time for everybody, and I love the fans. So if I can take
good
a picture
point.
With you guys, it's all good."
Good point, because I always get those stares,
yeah,
you know,
you
and
have,
like the
I'm
whispering.
Sure you get it even more than me, you know what I mean? Because people probably think, oh, my God, if I go up to her, she's probably going to, you know, flip out on me or be like, I don't have time for this. And me and you are so right, but me and, you know, never judge a book by its cover and do not stereotype. Me and you are so not like that. Like, you're one of the sweetest people that I've met, you know? You have, like, such a huge heart. Just don't get on your bad side.
You.
Don't get
yeah.
on Michelle's bad side. Or mine.
Yeah. Or
right?
I'm going to give you two busted eyes. God darn it.
Yeah, exactly. So just rub eyes with them.
I'm going to rub my eyeball all over them, and I'm going to give them my
right?
infection.
I'm going to rub it on your ass.
Ew. Wait, I don't want my eyeball being near anybody's ass whatsoever, but... But I like your idea. Like I like the
yeah.
where you're coming from. But
just to get back at them.
Yeah.
I kid.
Now you got a lot going on right now. Do you want to let people
uh-huh.
know things that are developing for you? And I want you to also get into your website again so that we can pop that up there on our chat room. And so
mm-hmm.
everybody can go on there and they can actually get what? They can get top 10 tips for what? JoJo.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up, and thank you for checking it out. I wanted to get Michelle's advice because you have obviously more experience than me, and I told her I can handle your constructive criticism. If you don't think my tips are good, just tell me. But, yeah, I got a lot of messages. A lot of fans always ask me, oh, do you have any advice? You know, I'm going to audition. Or they'll even send me their casting videos and ask me for
yeah.
pointers. So to make it easier, I decided to just take the time and write my top 10 casting tips for BB15. So if you guys want to check that out, it's jojodoll.com. And you can also find out where I'll be, where I'm going to be doing meet and greets, which just like Michelle said, obviously I'll be in Connecticut for the casting call. And then I'm going to be in Staten Island March 28th. And also April 13th, I'm going to be at Mount Airy Casino, which is in the Poconos. Saturday night, I'm doing a lingerie fashion show with the Miss Red Hot Girls. It's another company, promotional. It's a promotional company that I work with. No cover, doors open at 5 p.m., so come check it out, and you can come meet us. And then I'm also going to start working at Club Sugar. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's in Long Island. Have you ever heard of it?
No, but it sounds sweet.
Yeah, it is sweet. sweet and sexy. Club Sugar. I'm going to be doing VIP bottle service. starting April 11th. So if you guys just want to mark that down in your calendar, and I'm also going to be doing promo modeling with them. I know it's a lot of information. That's why I tell everybody, just go to jojodoll.com, meet and greets, promo modeling, fashion shows. Good time.
And they can also
buy
like JoJo merchandise, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, on my website, which I collaborated with my brother. He made the website for me. So those were all like his ideas. Like he made these like JoJo T-shirts, and I'm like Vito. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't think anyone's gonna buy those. But a few things are really cool, so I have to change up a few things. But the coffee mugs are a huge seller.
Coffee.
Those are big, and if you guys want them personally autographed, I can do that as well. I've done it for other fans.
Nice.
A little bit of everything, you know. I update it daily, so definitely check it out. All in good fun.
Now, I want to go back a little bit. Now, you said you have your top 10 tips for, the casting call, making videos. Do you want to just maybe touch on a couple of them just for the people out there that want to know right now what to do? Like, right after they get off Manic Mondays, they want to go make a video. Because I saw all your top 10s were great. And
thank you.
What would you think would be the top three?
Okay. All right. Number one, definitely, I say you have to be completely honest. Like, a lot of people think that they should sugarcoat things and just, and lie, but save the lies for the Big Brother house. And, like, the producers, it doesn't matter. Like, they don't have to even like you, really. They just need to like you for their show. So just make sure you're yourself. Don't try so hard, because if you try so hard, it does come off. Like, people ask me about casting videos, and you could even do a video and just sit there and just talk to the camera. As long as you're making good points and saying interesting things and you're giving examples and details, then you can have a good casting video. Like, some people always think that they have to do something, like, outlandish and crazy and wild to get the producer's attention, but that's not always the case. Even if you're shy, it's okay. You know what I mean? They want to cast a variety of people. They don't always want, the crazy, loud person to
Very
get
true.
Casted.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And I think that, like you said, be yourself. Don't be something that you think that they want you to be, because guess what? My biggest thing is what comes out in the rinse, what doesn't come out in the rinse, comes out in the wash. Because if you want to pretend, but through the whole process, you're gonna unravel and your true self will come out. So don't sing it, bring it.
You will. You'll catch yourself in lies, because if you make it to semifinals, as you know, and then the finals in LA, you do so many interviews. Oh my God. And you can catch yourself in lies, because they remember everything. They have it on videotape, so they'll be like, wait, why is she contradicting herself? Didn't she just say this and then that, and now she's saying this? You know what I mean? So keep your story straight, don't lie at all. And, I tried to make it a little funny, too. Like, if you've done porn, if you have naked pictures of yourself on the internet, whatever it is, don't be ashamed, Just when they ask you, come clean. Just come clean. It's better to be honest.
They'll find out.
It's worse to lie and then for them to find out, So just come clean and come out and be honest. Like, it's okay. That's not going to hold you back. They're not going to cast you just because of that, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, I've heard, not personally me, my sex tape hasn't been revealed yet. I'm waiting on a big moment.
Not yet.
Yes. No, not yet.
Me too.
Michelle, if you don't get that payment to me soon, I am going to release it.
Oh, Paul, you're so naughty.
Wait, just don't show the clip. Don't show the clips with me when I mean my appearance in that video. Cut those out.
Oh, goodness. That's so funny. And another thing is, like JoJo was saying, when you're talking, you're doing a two-minute audition tape, if you do a tape. That's what I did. I didn't go to a casting. I actually spoke about things that actually happened in my life. And one of the biggest things I think that really kind of stuck out for them is that I didn't just say, I'm so crazy and I'm outgoing, because I know that was one of your points. I actually said no at my brother's wedding. I stood up in the pew at the church and I was screaming vulgar words and saying no at my brother's wedding. So I think that had a little bit for them to be like, I like her.
I would love to see that. Yeah, no, that's definitely a great point, because you can't just say, everyone loves me and, people think I'm so funny. Okay, and like I said on my website, back that shit up. Back it up now. Give me details. Tell stories, just like you did, Michelle. Like, that's great. I didn't do a video. I just went to the open call. But whatever works for you. And also, if you don't make it this year, try again next year, because you never know. It depends what they're looking for this specific season.
Right? Yeah, and with other characters, too.
They want to put you with other characters, too, though. You don't want to go in and try to act like you're going to be the next evil dick.
Yes, exactly.
You don't want to portray somebody.
Yes. I always said this even before Big Brother, you know, this is like one of my like mottos in life. And I always say, be the first. You know what I mean? You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Be the first JoJo.
That's,
you know what
cool.
I mean?
I love
don't
that.
Be
awesome,
like,
JoJo. That's so cool. I love
you.
That.
Thank you.
That's perfect.
That's perfect.
Thank
yeah.
you. That's a quotable quote. Michelle, have you been to other casting calls before? Is there any tips for people that show up at those calls? How early to be there or anything like that?
Well, I was actually at Mohegan last year with Eric Stein from Big Brother 8, Mr. America's Player.
Love him.
Yes. Fantastic.
What should they bring? What should they wear?
Well, I think that... I'm not quite sure if they need an application. I think they actually get the application there and they fill it out beforehand. But, you know, you always want to make sure, like, if that was me and if I knew that it was from 10 to 12, I'm not going to be like, well, I'm going to make it there for 11:59. More like I'm going to be there 11:59 the day before. You know, like, I'm going to be there and I want to make sure that I'm there. So be prepared. You know, come dressed like yourself. That was one of JoJo's other points. Make sure you dress like you normally dress. Don't dress with, like, you know, like studded belts and freaking, like, you know, studded shoes and, you know, you wear, Doc Martens.
Are you
like,
saying
come on now.
If you dress like Gary does all the time, that's fine, but don't dress like Gary if you don't normally do that.
Yeah. I mean, you also can tell somebody's comfortability within themselves. It doesn't really matter what they wear. Like, I've always told myself, I can wear a trash bag, and I would work that shit, okay?
Exactly. Yeah.
So it doesn't
matter.
It's
how you wear it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, because people have their you know, their upscale look and their downscale look.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you got to be upscale to feel comfortable. You want to make sure that you have your A game on, and if that means you need to wear your favorite jeans that have like 5,000 holes in them, then fucking wear it. I mean, God bless you. You know, that's you. So you don't have to be dressed to nine in a tuxedo with a bow tie, you know?
Yeah.
With cufflinks.
Exactly.
You know, you just don't,
unless,
you don't have
unless
to do
bow ties
that.
Are like your thing, you know what I mean? Like, Anil, I think, on BB Canada, likes to wear bow ties. You know what I mean? Represent your personal style. Represent who you are. You know what I mean? A lot of people, the way they dress and their personal style represents a lot about their character also and their personality.
Yes, very good point. So
Don't wear like a Halloween costume and be like, oh, I'm going to stand out and I'm going to get their attention because I'm going to wear my Halloween costume. No.
It's not the Harlem Shake, people. It's the Big Brother casting call. Yeah, if you want to wear a banana and hump things, then go ahead.
So
I don't know if anybody knows
you,
the Harlem Shake out there, but I love the Harlem Shake.
Let me ask you, Michelle, if they're casting calls from 1 to 4 and they get to 4 o'clock and there's still 50 people in line, tough luck for those 50 people. I mean, do they shut it down?
No, actually, when I was there last year, if it's past 12 and they haven't made it into the audition room yet, as long as they're there, I believe what they do is they cut off the line at 12, you know, anybody who walks up. But you never know as well because we don't know how many people are going to show up. You know, if there's people that have been waiting for hours and the line is long and it's going to be 4 hours, then they're going to do 4 hours. If there's not a lot of people, then they'll probably wait. But as of last year, it was the first time they did at Mohegan, and there was a lot of people. I mean, there were people coming off the craps table with their little tokens and stuff, and they didn't know what was going on, but they wanted to be a part of it. And that's the other thing, too, is you don't have to know Big Brother to be on it. I know someone said, I don't know anything about Big Brother, and I feel like that would, you know, be a negative towards me. And I said, no, they actually kind of like that because you don't know what the hell a power veto is. So you go in there like, what is going on? So it's not a, you don't have to watch a show, but, you know, you kind of maybe want to do a heads up on what you're going for additionally. So, I mean, there's really no negatives, like, you know, but, like, I think really in a long run, it's really just be yourself. Be yourself, that's the main thing. And, you know, maybe you're the lucky one, because, I mean, you're listening to two people who never probably thought they would ever make it on. It was my dream since season one. And there's been hundreds of thousands of people that have applied. And there's only been 100 and something people that are actually part of it. So it could happen to you. It could just happen to you.
Yeah. Like, and don't let your hopes down, you know. If you don't make it, if you didn't make it last year, try out again this year. If you don't make it this year, try out again next year, because you seriously never know. And then they always have you, you know, I think they'll keep you for their records, right? Do they do that, Michelle? If you audition 1 year and you don't make it, you know, and then they, you know, they, if you're good for next season, you know, maybe they're looking for someone who has your quote-unquote character for next season, and they might even call you.
Well,
that's
true.
I know other reality shows do that.
Well, I'm actually a prime example of that. I applied
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I applied for season 8, and I didn't get casted until season 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's supposed to show you.
Like, yeah, it's like they have in mind, basically, right? You think they have in mind, okay, these are the type of people that we want to cast for this particular season. So now let's go out there and let's find them. You know, and they search everywhere. They look on Facebook, all the social networking sites, because that's what happened with me. You know, I was always networking and promoting stuff on Facebook, and this guy messaged me. He's like, hey, I think you would be really good for Big Brother. He's like, we're doing an open casting call in the city. He's like, you should come down and audition. And I was skeptical at first. You know, I was a little nervous because I'm like, Big Brother, that's like, it's a really hard game, you know, to be on, and I know that you have no privacy and everyone gets to see everything. So, you know, I started watching the show even more. Like, I wasn't a big fan of the show, and then I went to the open casting call, and I just, once I started watching the show, I was like, that's it, I want it, I'm going to make this happen, you know, and I took 100% every time. Every time I went in to do an interview, I took my heart and I left it on the floor for them, you know. So.
Aww.
Yeah,
leave it all out there. Don't leave there and say, I should have said this, I should have done that, I should have, if I said this, I'd look like an idiot. Just fill it.
Just say it. Oh, my God, I've said some things that they have on camera that most people would probably be like, oh, my God, that's so embarrassing. I can't believe you said that. You know, like one time I was like, oh, I was in a rush today, and I forgot to put on underwear, you know, so I'm going commando. Like, just whatever comes to your mind, you know what I mean? Just say it.
Is that a normal thing? JoJo, do you normally go commando? I'm just asking what everyone's thinking out there.
Is the chat room going like, oh, my God, ask her. No. Hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. If it's laundry day and, you know, why not?
Hey, you know.
But usually I like my song.
Michelle, JoJo. Reference the open casting. I know you can submit videos, but do the people in line have to have videos, or if not, how long do they have when they finally get in front of the casting people?
Well, with what happened last year, there was nobody that brought a video that I saw. There was no area where they had a TV where they would pop in a video to check it out. How it works is they bring probably, I think, maybe 10 people at a time. They bring them in. Those people fill out application. Then they take those people and they bring them up and they split them up between a couple different of the casting people. And and then I'm not quite sure what happens, because I was actually harassing the line outside. I know that they get, you know, probably 15, 20 minutes where they all get spoken to. That's kind of like the rotation. I'm not quite sure if they have a certain people and they bring them back again. My memory is a little foggy on that. You know, you definitely have your time to talk to them. They definitely ask everybody individually questions, but you are going to be in a room with other people. I think it's also kind of like they want to see how you are, you know.
With other people.
And with other people's personalities, you know, because if you get shut down and you kind of get in a funk where you're quiet and laid back. That's not what they want. They want you to interact. They want you to overpower or maybe say something about somebody's comment or something like that. They kind of just want to see how you interact.
I'm so glad. I'm sorry. I'm just excited. I'm so glad you brought that up because that's what I did, actually. But I just did it naturally. Like, it came natural to call people out. Like, if someone says something, call them out. Like, they do bring you in, exactly what you said, Michelle, like a group of 8 to 10. You fill out a quick application, and then they bring you, to another room. They basically put you in a circle, right, with the casting, like the main casting producer or whatever. And I was last to speak in that group of 8 people. So people were taking, they were taking a long time. So I was like, come on. I was just calling people out. I'm like, hurry up. I'm like, come on. I want to have my chance to speak and say what I have to say. Then some guy, I remember he was giving away all his strategies. So I called him out too. And I was like, yeah, nice. I'm like, you're giving away your strategies. Like, what if you make it into the house and one of us makes it? Now we know all your strategies. You know what I mean? So they loved that. Like, call people out. You know, if someone says something like that and you want to put them in their place, go right ahead. Who gives a shit? You know what I'm saying? Because they're your competition. It's either you or them.
That's right.
I can
imagine,
you know, some of the people would go up to these casting directors and get all nervous and feel like, they're important. And it sounds to me, JoJo, like you didn't give a crap about them at all. You just let them know who you
were. You can't. Yeah, you can't. You know what? These people, they're professional. They will pick up on it. They can tell if you're nervous. You know what I mean? And if you're going to get nervous in front of a few people, imagine with 50 cameras on you and all of America watching you 24 hours a day. You just can't get nervous. You can't let it get to you.
Yeah.
You just got to be confident, know who you are, and be like, I'm going to walk in there, and I'm going to own this room. And I'm, and just be confident.
I love how you called somebody out right at the casting call. You were ready.
Yeah.
You were ready to get Big Brother game on right then and there, Big Brother casting game.
Yes. Thank you.
Going down.
Thank you. You have to. You have to be like, you know what? The game begins right now. The game begins as soon as you audition. Even when I was in L.A. for the finals, I was playing the game with some people. I'm like, okay, this is my competition. Blah, blah, I called 2 people out at the open casting call. Because, like I said, that's your competition. So it's either you or them. Like, if you want it, you need to work for it and you need to go for it. And if you don't believe in yourself, no one else will.
Absolutely. How can you have somebody that wants you for a certain thing if you don't believe in yourself? Great, great,
exactly.
Great comment, JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very
thank
wonderful.
You. Awesome.
Now, this is just like a question that I had seen earlier, which at people, we don't know what the hell's going on, okay? We know just like you guys know. We know absolutely nothing, okay? We don't know what Big Brother's planning this year. We have no idea. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
JoJo, what do you think, just personally within yourself, do you think this season is going to bring? Is it going to bring newbies, all newbies? Is it going to bring all stars? Is it going to bring a mix? What do you think?
I actually, last season, I kind of predicted the twist. Also because I did a lot of research, and then when I actually got into the house, when Julie Chen told us they're going to bring back players, I wasn't that scared because I knew they were going to be coaching us. But this season, I don't know. There's so many rumors that are going around. A lot of people are saying all-stars. A lot of people are saying they want just all newbies, and then a lot of people are wanting, like a second chance kind of season. I've been hearing that a lot, So I have no idea. I'm guessing just because the last 2 seasons, they brought back veterans, and then it became basically newbies against vets. So I think this season they might kind of steer away from that and just give us something totally different. Who knows? They might even just go back to like old BB days when it was like all brand new people and no returning players. So I don't know. What do you think?
I feel like it's not going to be a mix. It's not going to be newbies and past house guests. I feel like it's going to be all newbies. Yeah, it's going to be all newbies, or it's going to be actually the past three seasons. BB11, BB12, BB13 had a mix. So I feel like it's going to be either all newbies or all stars. Of course, I want all stars, baby.
Or like a good versus evil. Oh, no, you know what would be great? Like they're doing on Survivor, fans versus favorites. That would be very cool, too. But that also is newbies and vets combined. But that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't had an all-stars with the entire cast since season 7. We are going to be on season 15. So
yeah, or not
like
a gone too soon season, wink, wink. I would love to for us to go both go back together.
Or the worst backdoor ever, winkety, wink, wink.
Wait, was that with, you know, I'm in the middle of still finishing season 10. I'm up to episode 20, so I'm, like, trying. You're still there. You're still in the house. I'm like, go, Michelle.
You know, let's just talk about the veto and Dan's little interpretation of the veto. And so,
what happened?
You'll have to see. I don't want to ruin it
for
you.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Mm-hmm.
But you'll see. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
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 After I'm done watching it, I'll text you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be flipping out.
Yeah. No, you're gonna probably snap. so we've talked to Big Brother casting. I know that there's going to be a list of Big Brother castings. Maybe somebody will call in later to give us the entire list because I know they wanted to be the one to do it. So you know who I'm talking about out there,
you know.
Anyway, Miss JoJo, you've been watching Big Brother Canada. So let's see, Miss Cherry Pie, my baby girl, where are you?
Oh, I'm here. There
you are, Cherry. Do you know what's going on with our BB Canada segment? When are we going to be speaking about that? Do you have an idea?
Well, Joanne was not available to come on tonight today. So, if you and JoJo would like to talk about BB Canada, you can take it away at any time you like.
Okay, perfect. So, Joanne is part of BB Canada Insider.
Actually, we have somebody on the switchboard who I think would like to talk BB Canada. So,
let's do it.
Let me bring him up and. Mr. Chi-Town Joe, I believe you would like to talk BB Canada.
No, he
is that true?
I don't watch it at all.
Oh, you
no.
don't? I'm
pure. I'm a virgin.
You're a BB virgin.
I'm in the United States.
Oh, okay.
But
I
want to talk about
Canada.
The other stuff.
Pardon me?
I'd love to talk about the other stuff that the ladies have been talking about.
What would you like to talk about, Joe? And by the way, would you like to say hi to JoJo?
Hi, JoJo. I missed you this year in Delaware, or, you know.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, I didn't make it. If you go back, I'll see you next year.
Definitely. I'm sure I'll be back next year. That was fun.
I just wanted to put out an alert so everybody knows the new Real World starts this Wednesday at 10 Eastern, 9 Central. So
I'm excited.
It's
going to be in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Real World's been kind of getting a little bit boring, but this season looks actually pretty good.
It does look really good, actually.
Yeah.
But there's so many... On Saturday of
open casting.
Yes, of open casting across the United States that I don't know which one Mama Cass is going to show up at, but you're going to be at the Mohican, which is at One Mohican Sun Boulevard.
The both of us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Me and Michelle will be there. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then, of course, Paul will be at the one on Saturday the 30th from 1 to 4 at the Mall of America in the Rotunda at 60 East Broadway in Bloomington.
In Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yes, you can all meet Paul. He looks like somebody from Duck Dynasty. So he'll stand out. He'll be the one looking for Janelle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Then Oklahoma City is Saturday, too. That's 2 to 5 at this has to be a car sales place, at Bob Moore Kia of Edmond. and the address is 13241 Broadway in Oklahoma City. And
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Maybe Cowboy will make it down there.
Yeehaw, giddy up.
Here's another one. This one looks fun. If I could go to this one, I'd go to this one. In Jacksonville, Florida, on Saturday, from 5:30 to 9:30 at night at the Whiskey River. And...
Ooh.
Yes, and it's...
Sounds like a river I want to swim in and drown.
Yeah,
I'll go with you, right?
Yeah, let's all go. 4850 Big Island Drive, so that's for sure. And then the last one on that day, that day on the 30th, is one of Ronnie's favorite bars. They're actually doing it at the Cubby Bear here in Chicago, right across from Wrigley Field from 1 to 4. And I will be there. I know...
Will Jeff be there?
Who?
Jeff from Chicago. Isn't Jeff from Chicago? Jeff, I can't ever pronounce his last name. Jeff. America.
No,
he's 11 and 13.
Yeah, no, I doubt it. I doubt it. He'd probably want to get paid for that. Talked to Chef Joe's wife, and they can't make it. But I would bet you Howie would be there.
What about James Ryan?
James Ryan. Did you see James Ryan made a cover of Chicago Magazine this month? And he looks really, really good.
Is he naked?
No. And thank God for small favors.
Then how could he look good? If he's not.
Well, you know what? It's a really high fashion shot of him and a woman in a nice, old fashioned in front of a fireplace, and he's got a tuxedo on. He looks great.
Oh, that's cool.
Really
good for him. Good for him.
He does a lot of modeling here in Chicago and runway work, too.
Yeah,
but,
and I saw him on Maury Povich, so...
Oh, yeah.
He's a cutie, yeah.
But the Cubby Bear, I will be at, too. So if anybody is coming to the Cubby Bear, just look for the ugly guy with the big nose and the black Big Brother hat. You remember that one, Michelle, right?
I do. You know what's so exciting is that on next Monday, we can all talk about how the castings went. This is so awesome that everybody from here is going to be doing some kind of appearance at the casting. This is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to take pictures, too. So
yeah,
maybe I'll put them up on Facebook. But it'll be fun, and I'm sure I'll stay around and get a couple of drinks. Yeah.
Jerry? Oh. Is it your contention that Allison Grodner might show up at her favorite spot in Portland, Maine on the 20th of April at the Thirsty Pig?
In Maine? What the heck? What?
Yeah, I'm lost.
Well,
it was a private conversation.
No, some of these venues that they're going to be held at just struck me as being funny. I mean, the one in Anchorage is at the Peanut Farm. I mean,
you know what? You have to be nuts to be on Big Brother, so why not go to a nutty fucking place? I mean, come on. You know, we're not going to go do a casting call at the Cumberland Public Library in Cumberland, Rhode Island. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know?
Everybody's a little crazy in their own way. You know what I mean? There's good crazy, and then there's scary crazy. which some people have been very scary, kind of crazy, which that's not cool. But, yeah, there's good crazy, like, if you like to jump out of planes for fun and just be wild and crazy and party like me and Michelle. Yeah. But, well,
so, I mean,
not, yeah.
I think it's going to be the New Orleans one is at the House of Blues. So
ooh,
that'll
I bet
be
you
a lot
Rennie's going to be at that. I bet you money Rennie will be at that one.
Oh, yeah, I bet she will, too.
and we know, who knows what she's going to be dressed up as, because she just, talking about dressing up to your personality, Rennie does that, like Gary from BB Canada. I mean, she might even show up as
hilarious.
A midget. Who knows?
It'd be nice if Cracker showed up at the Thirsty Pig, John Cracker, in Portland, Maine.
Yes, the Thirsty Pig.
See,
oh,
I couldn't make it because I'm more like Jerry's age, so you know that. So it's like I wouldn't last one thing of doing any kind of endurance test or anything.
Oh, you'd make it to the end. Joe, you would make it to the end.
Yeah, right. The end of what?
Well, who knows? The brink of craziness. Who knows? But okay, so did you state all the different casting calls that you wanted to let people know out there?
Yeah, this week. And then next
Monday.
We'll
talk about next week, right?
Yeah, because it's too much. Yeah. I kind of agree with both of you ladies. I think they're going to go all newbies this year because it's just too much the last 2 years and knowing how they work. And I'm holding on. I write a fly on the wall like every other day and bother them about having something on cable for an all-star season where it would be a little different, more like, you know, maybe like Canada in a way, you know?
Interesting.
They're more naked
than
Canada.
I like the Canada cast. I think they did a good job. At first I didn't really like it too much, but now I'm starting to see some people shine, and it's actually becoming a really good season.
All right. Well, good segue, Miss JoJo. Perfect. So,
hey, Canada.
Thank you so much,
Joe, for sharing all that information with us. We certainly appreciate it, babe.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Thank you,
it's
Joe.
Just good to hear everybody's voice.
Thank you, JoJo.
I'm a Facebook friend of yours anyways, and your sister, so you can always look me up under Chi-Town Joe.
What is it?
It's Chi-Town Joe.
Okay, that's your Facebook name?
Yeah, one word.
Okay, cool. All right,
okay.
Chi-Town Joe.
I miss you, Michelle.
I miss you too, Joe. I was
you
just sick, and
I
see you, I'm going to molest the shit out of you.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait. Wait till you get done with your eyes. And I found you a red Porsche four-door.
Yes.
See,
yeah,
I want
a four-door Porsche, JoJo. Isn't it?
And
yeah,
red,
but nice,
in red, that's hot.
Yeah, so I'll be sending it to you soon.
Oh, perfect. I'll be waiting by the mailbox.
Yeah, send me one too.
Okay.
I want a convertible, though.
I want a two-door
red convertible.
You know what would be good for you? It's a Jaguar, JoJo.
As long as it's a red convertible, I'm good.
Awesome. Okay, ladies, have a nice week, and have a happy Easter, and I'll see you next Monday.
Thanks.
Happy Easter.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Joe. You too.
My pleasure. Love you most.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we got all the casting up to Saturday.
I'm sorry, Michelle.
No, I was just saying that we got everybody up to date until Saturday. We'll get you guys up to speed on the next casting cycle. So go ahead, Paul.
Oh, I was just going to ask if you wanted to play the Big Brother Canada music before we talk.
Yes, that would be excellente, Mr. Paul.
Oh, they have a cool song, new song. Yes.
The kind of sounds like, I want to be hiding behind a wall, peeking, like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah. It's
so intense. I want to be, isn't it?
I love it. Yes.
I like it, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, like, sneaking a peek.
Yeah. Okay, so, this JoJo.
Yes.
We haven't talked to you about BB Candace. You've been watching it. You love it. So, can you tell us who your favorites are and who, and they could be gone either way, if you like them or hate them. Who are your favorites and who do you just want to just JoJo Fury?
Okay, my favorite is Tala. I like,
yay,
I not just because of the way she looks, but
yay,
her personality. I just wanna, I just wanna eat her up. She's adorable. She's so cute.
So you
wanna
play spin the bottle with her? Is that what you're saying?
I would. I would give her a smooch. Yeah, we could do a three-way, Michelle.
Holy crap!
A
three-way video, kiss. Sex video, right there. God darn it.
Big Brother porno.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, Tala. I love Gary. I do. I think he's great TV. He's so much fun to watch. He plays the game good, too. I can't wait to see what else. I know he's got other stuff up his sleeve that he's saving for, you know, towards the end. And I like Peter. I'm a Peter fan, definitely. Peter is a combination of Eric, BB-8, and Ian. He's like,
the only thing I don't like about Peter is turn down his diary room volume.
He's got a Dan diary room.
Joe on Dan diary room.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. But I it's something about him that I like. Like, he's like, you would think he was like kind of like, you know, with Ian, like really quiet.
Yes.
But he's very outspoken. But he probably is more outspoken in the diary room than he is out in front of everybody, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. And he's got, he definitely has some game, you know, and not just like Big Brother game, like with the ladies too, you know. And I just want to say I'm happy that Tom and Liza actually got evicted. Huh?
I said, they got the boot. I agree with you, girl. Boot, boot, boot.
Yeah, right? How great was that? One right after the other. Because you know what? Now it also gives the other players a chance to step up. And let's see what they can bring to the table and what they can do, like some of the floaters now. You know what I mean? Enough with this letting it be Tom, Liza, and Emmett, Peter season, basically.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seems like it's like, you know, Topaz and Alec and Jillian and Emmett, and it was Liza and Tom, and then it's like, you know,
romances.
There's just a lot, and I love that Gary was like, you know what, I'm going to just flip this house upside down. But
he's not
a one-move guy. Like, he didn't just go, oh, I'm going to do one move. Like I agree with you. He's got so much under his glitter-tastic sleeve.
Yeah. Glitter power.
Glitter.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, definitely, right?
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to win? Who do you think's going to take it all home?
Well, I mean, it's a little weird because they have so many. They had a double eviction, I thought, really early.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that could have done a lot of game change. And then they're talking about another twist. So I feel like Big Brother Canada is going to just be given twist after twist after twist and involving a lot of Canada. So not quite sure. I'm thinking maybe Alec, maybe. I don't know. Just because I feel like the underdog, which would be like Topaz and maybe Gary at this time. Not Suzette. I don't think Suzette's going to make it past this week. Tala, I think if they can gel together and they could maybe become, you know, the power. Because, you know, I was thinking, I'm like, you know, Emmett and Peter and Tom and, you know, they were an alliance together and, you know, they decided to get their alliance member out, which kind of reminded me of, like, the Matt Hoffman kind of situation.
Brigade. I was thinking the same exact thing. Yes, I agree.
And it could have been their worst move. We won't know till the upcoming weeks, but they could have kept crazy Tom in there longer because Tom could have been like a target. Tom reminds me of Jesse, of Brian Hart, and of Boogie, kind of all combined.
Uh-huh.
And you want to keep somebody like that in the house that's always saying stuff that they don't even realize what they're doing. And Tom's big problem this week was letting Canada and all of the world see Alex Goodies, which by the reaction of Alec, I don't think he has the 12.5 inches that Cherry's getting in snow.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Yeah. I felt so bad. But I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, for him, there's got to be a reason for him to be so upset. But I don't want to be talking shit. I felt bad, yeah. Michelle?
Yeah, you know, he was in the shower, so that's why.
Yeah, that was fucked up of Tom, though. Like, you know, seriously, like, you're on the block, you're about to get evicted, and why don't you just do more annoying things to piss people off?
Well, you know, that's where I think I bring in Jesse. Yes, Cherry?
We do have a BB Canada fan on the switchboard who would like to jump in and talk some
tremendous
BB Canada. Would you like to have a caller?
We would love to.
Let's do this. Somebody that you know.
I love you.
Jess BB Love.
Jess
BB Love. What's up, girl?
Hey. Hi.
Okay. How you doing, Miss Love?
Hi. How are you feeling, Michelle?
I'm fantastic. Besides the eye infection, I'm okay.
Hi, JoJo. Aww.
Hey, hi, Jess.
I don't remember.
You're on Twitter,
me.
Right?
In New Hampshire. Yeah, I miss you in New Hampshire.
Yes, okay.
All right, Miss BB.
I'm going to jump into this really fast. Dude, my phone's dying. I am a Tom. Okay, I need to clarify this. I'm a Liza fan, but because she was paired with Tom, I became a Tom fan. And I think she played too hard too fast, but who doesn't really? But the fact that they got her out so fast is gonna, it's boring now for me. I haven't been on the feed since they left because I've been bored. But the fact that Gary didn't get them out was extremely smart of him to get him further. But it fucked up Emmett's game because Emmett's gonna go next now, or in a few weeks.
I was thinking he had a good chance to even probably win, but now that Tom and Liza are gone, yeah, he could be, like, the next biggest target, I guess you could say, right?
If they were smart and all got together, then, like, let's get him out. Hello? You know, that would be the smart thing to do, because not only is he probably strongest mentally and physically, but not only that, but he has Jillian, which, you never want to keep people and couples together.
Never. Never. Yeah, and even Topaz and Alex, you know, you got to break those showmances up.
Topaz and Alex, they want each other out. So they're pretty much done. It's just getting the move to get them out.
What was that, Jess? You said that
Alex
Topaz and Alec
Topaz
are done?
Topaz is done with Alex. They're done.
They're done?
Oh, really?
Like,
did you see this on the feed?
Yeah, I just read it today, I guess. That they're on the outs and they're ready to go further without each other, which I'm fine with.
Wait, so they broke up? Basically, like, they're not
necessarily, but they're just
what I gather, Jess, is that Alec has been losing his romantic interest in her, but he knows he can use her. But at the first opportunity, he would certainly cut her loose.
Stop, because I did not like the fact that when he was choosing his nomination, when he was pulling the keys to start the whole nomination ceremony, that he started off with her and then he gave her like a big like kiss. I was like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, why would you do that? I just, everybody knows you're together. Like, why would you do that?
Make
and
it
then
more
now
obvious.
hearing that, like, you're making yourself look like the bigger idiot. And I'm thinking that maybe Alec fucking might be out next. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of big targets. Let's just hope that Tala just takes it all the way home.
I love Tala.
I love
right?
her
How
too.
Could you not love her? She's so cute,
awesome.
Right? Yeah.
She always has like that look. Right? Whatever she does, whenever she goes into the diary room to make her choice on who to evict.
She's always watching me, and she, like, crosses her eyes and pouts her lips, and I'm like, oh, my God, she's hilarious.
Yeah, she's so cute, right? You just want to eat her up.
I look forward to eviction night so I can see Tala come in there. I just love her as well. I'm wondering how...
And gorgeous.
Is Andrew a dark horse? Nobody ever seems to talk about him. But
I forgot about Andrew and AJ.
I always forget about them.
No, he's the vampire, you remember?
Yes.
He's pale skin. He's got sharp teeth. He has that weird... A half of a beard, or I don't even know.
Do you know why they did that beard?
What'd you say?
Why?
All the boys did like a mustache beard for solidarity for AJ. For when AJ and Suzette were on the block, and he just kept his. That's why
you saw that on the feed?
Yeah, they were doing it, I think that Wednesday night. I don't remember when they were doing it, but I know they all did that for AJ.
Yeah. See, but that's why I'm glad Tom and Liza are out, because we need to see what these other players, you know, bring to the table and let some other people get HOH, right?
Yeah.
They were such to get them out.
What did you guys think about Alec kind of throwing that HOH competition and being like, Andrew, it's HOH, you know, like.
Yeah, what was that about?
He should have done it more quietly and didn't just give it to him. He should have just picked the wrong answer.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of...
You don't want to make it obvious that you're throwing
a
competition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Alec should have just hit the wrong button and he would have been eliminated.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or Andrew, at that point, when he said it on the latest episode, that he should have pressed the wrong button and gave it to Alec. But I don't think, you know, honestly, when you're in that house and those emotions are going, you're not, you don't have time to think. You react purely on emotion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's so different. And I tell that to people. Like, it's so, right, Michelle? It's so much harder when you're there.
Yeah.
It's so easy to watch it on TV and be like, oh my God, you're an idiot. Why'd you do this? And why are you doing that? And don't trust that person. But when you're there, it's so much harder. It's so different.
Yeah.
To make
and
the right choices.
Yeah, and it's hard when people say not to play with your emotions. Like, I'm an emotional person. Even if I try to not show my emotions, you can look at my face if you know me, and you can say, oh, she's fucking pissed or something's going on, you know?
Me
and
too.
So,
yeah, you could read us. Like, we don't hide what we're feeling.
Yeah, I'm not a stone. Like, I'm, you know, I'm like a blubber of emotion. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's me. And, you know, sometimes you regret the situation. But at the same time, I want to be like, you know what? That's what I was feeling. And that was my raw emotion. That was nothing scripted, nothing, you know, I thought of doing. Because you don't really know what's going to happen until that moment. And I think Andrew... Kind of, if you saw his face, he was kind of like, what? Like, there was no time really for him to process it. And it sucked because he didn't get the letters from home. He didn't get the HOH room. He didn't get the pictures, you know?
Pictures.
And
it
sucked because Alec goes and wins it the next week, wins $10,000, wins a video from mom, wins a letter from the friends, wins whatever the hell else he won, beers and fucking topaz or whatever the hell he won. And, you know, Andrew's just sitting there like, what the hell happened, you know? So that sucks. I think that he should have still got a back. Because I think in BB America that if you win during a double eviction, you obviously you're not going to get the room and stuff, but you still get a basket. You're still going to get the letters.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the
really?
I think so. I wasn't a part of that, but I think I remember someone saying that they did get the basket and they got the letter.
Ian got his this year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
Ian also was HOH during double eviction.
Yeah, so, and I don't know, I mean, I kind of like the fact that they did, like, double eviction without people thinking double eviction. Like, it was before the jury house, it was kind of early. I think BDTV Canada is kind of like, we're going to just blast it, and we're going to throw things to the wall and hope that it sticks. And they're kind of bringing it. I'm saying they're really doing a good job.
They are.
They I are. Think, at first, I didn't like it, but it's getting really good. It is.
I think TV Canada is shorter than our version because this, they're doing two double evictions, but they're doing it almost like back-to-back, I think. I mean, I guess the next one will be in 2 weeks, and then they'll be en route for finale.
Now, do we know how the jury house process is going to go? Because I guess right now they have 5 people out, correct?
Yeah, five.
We would have already had 1 jury member. So do we know how many jury members they're going to actually have? Like, is it going to be next week? Or
usually,
isn't it
top 9, right? Because I don't know. Are they doing 7 people in jury? I think they're going to keep it pretty much similar to the American version. No.
They're already over the evicted.
We have somebody on the switchboard that might know the answer. Can I bring one more caller up?
Michael.
It's a party.
Let's do this. Michael Doyle from Big Brother Whispers. How are you?
Doing awesome. Is that JoJo?
That is JoJo's metaphor.
JoJo! I love you.
Hey! Oh, I love you too. Thank you.
Awesome fan. Awesome fan. Loved you on the show last season.
So, do you know
thank you so much.
To the question, Michael, how many
no,
are they going to have?
He's like, no, I just wanted to say, hey, what's up?
He lives in Canada. He does Big Brother Whispers, and I thought he may know the answer to this question because he is a Big Brother Canada aficionado. I thought he may know the answer.
Fancy.
No, yeah, they haven't let anything surface about that, so I would think it would be sometime soon, but I have no idea. That's a total guess.
Hey, hello, Mr. Michael Doyle. How are you doing?
Hello.
I did an interview with you guys once,
yep.
I think. Right?
Yep.
I loved it.
You did awesome.
Oh, thank you. It was insane. It was like a bunch of questions. I'm like trying to type as well. Kill you with my eyes.
So, Mr. Michael Doyle, you've been hearing us talking about Big Brother Canada.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to add in, maybe that we didn't talk about, or just maybe something that we talked about that you wanted to add in, because it was a crazy few episodes this past week.
Oh yeah, like the double eviction, and it was just, it's one thing after another. It's like Big Brother is finally bringing it, you know, Big Brother Canada, and they're like,
they're
owning up to all the explosiveness that they promised at the beginning of the season.
I wanted to really quickly bring this up, and I don't know if you've heard anything or not, but the cutting of the feeds for the length of time they're cutting them without telling us, I mean, that's frustrating to me.
That is frustrating to me too. And, you know, as a fan, I want to put my foot down on that and say, at least, you know, give a guesstimate of how long the feeds are going to be down.
How long have they been down for so far?
There's been a couple days, Michelle, where they've cut them at night and they don't come back. Almost 24 hours worth, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's really? Like, I'm wondering, like, well, they did have to do that recovery for the cheat and stuff. I understand that. But it just gets to a point where they should just do, like, an estimated time clock, you know, like a Big Brother clock.
And
like, come on.
No,
I'm the kind of guy that
no
would feed the fish
music.
If I was in the house.
No, that's the worst. You're, like, really getting
all
into
right.
it, and then they just cut it off.
My other irritation, and I know it seems minor, but it just bugs me. I hate the POV necklace. It is awful.
It's
really
weird. It looks like they're part of, like, I don't know. It's like, it looks like The Voice rather than,
like,
plastic. You know.
It looks kind of gangster.
Like
you
won The Voice.
It's Big Brother gangster style.
Gangster. I like it. It's cute. Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah,
what
I like it too.
If it's heavy, you know, like ours is. It's really heavy. I never got to wear it, but
it looks so good on
JoJo,
you too, JoJo.
It's beautiful to wear around the neck. I've worn it.
I know. I can just imagine.
I kissed it and I said, mwah.
Yeah, I would do the same. Fucking Shane in the end. They didn't imply in that Mexican
And then
video.
I played Hide the Veto. You just got to guess where I put it.
I love that.
I remember
though. Those
that.
Are the
That's
best
right.
The hide and seek ones.
No, I'm talking about on me, girl.
Oh, you
least,
actually
you
did it yourself? I
at least you didn't be like Natalie, where you hide Natalie to find her.
Oh, my God, behind the bush?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, she had the worst Pandora's box ever.
Let me give Jess an opportunity. She's got to run. Her phone's dying. Say goodbye, Jess.
Hi. Sorry, my phone's almost dead.
Bye, Jess. Thank you.
Bye, Jess.
We got a big event soon in Big Brother Whispers, so I should be heading off here. We got Ian chatting shortly, so hope you don't mind the plug-in.
Oh, cool.
Whoa, wait. Michael Doyle, before you go, because there's some Cookie Canada thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
what's up?
Hooks? When AJ found the wine and the beer, he says we have hooks, what the hell did he say?
Hawks.
He says
Canada.
Is that a Canada thing?
What? No. Not that I know. I don't drink anyway, so.
He was calling the alcohol some weird name, and I was like, what the hell? Is that a Canada thing? A?
A?
A? Oh,
no, you gotta have it extended. You gotta have it extended. Like A?
Wait, is it A? Is it hoot? Is it hooch or H-O-O-T-C-H? I'm reading this in the chat room. Hutch.
No, that's not a Canadian thing. That's
no.
I remember that back in the Vietnam era. It's called hooch.
But what does that mean? Does it mean alcohol or is it a certain type of alcohol?
Sounds like something completely different.
Yeah, like hoochie. What the hell is that?
Yeah, hoochie.
It may have originated as a particular kind, but it's basically just a generic word now used to for alcohol, period. And I remember that back in my high school days around the Vietnam era. I think that may have come from the soldiers that were over there and talking about hooch. I may be mistaken, but that's my recollection, Michelle.
So Paul remembers this from 200 years ago, you guys, when he was in high school.
Well, he's not that old. He's what, 25?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I
had to save
like,
you there, man. We're the only two guys in all this. You realize that, right?
Well, right. No, that's funny because I had never heard that terminology. And, you know, I don't understand these BB Canada people. Like, it was like, do I touch it? Can I get it? I wouldn't even ask. I would have drank everything and went out there and been like, hey.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Like, you take advantage of it. Because you don't know when the next time you're going to get it again.
Yeah, but we would have never got spin the bottle. We would never got, you know, the Jeremy and AJ kiss. We would have never gotten the Talia and Topaz kiss, which JoJo, I know you got a couple 2 cents to put into that.
Wait, what? I missed that?
Talia and Topaz made out like it was
Shut up. Oh my God,
I'm
jealous.
They drank a bunch of coochies and they turned into one. It was awesome.
Oh. Fun. That's good. Oh my God, I want to see that. I hope they air it.
We have another caller, Michelle. It was last night's episode.
Yeah, let's get another guy on the phone line,
Sherry. All right, guys, I'll let you guys go.
Because we only have a few minutes left. Thank you, Michael Doyle.
Yeah, love you guys. And thank you so much, JoJo and Michelle. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, thank
love you.
You
too. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
We'll chat with you next week. Bye-bye.
And here's our next caller. Mr. Michael Cowboy Ellis, how are you? Big Brother 5. Cowboy.
Hey, guys. Hey, baby.
Hi.
How are y'all?
Hi, Cowboy.
I tell you what, it's been a long time, and I thought I'd give y'all a call and give y'all a hello, and I miss you guys, and I hope all is well with you guys. I don't really get to see y'all that much, just every once in a while, and, you know, it's like a big family, but we hardly get to see each other.
Yeah, that's why we get so excited when we have events coming up. You know, it's so nice to see everybody.
Well, I kind of figured when they talked about 12 and a half inches earlier, cherry pointed, that you would call in.
How did you? Never mind. My goodness.
Keep that
I need to ask you real quickly because we talked in for quite a while earlier in the show about casting calls, and we see there's one in Oklahoma City. Are you going to be able to attend that one?
Well, I was actually asked to go and hang out with the fans. Unfortunately, I've taken so much in March. I took a vacation. Took my kids to Great Wolf Lodge that was actually on Undercover Boss about 2 years ago. For vacation, and we had a ball, and because I've taken off so much, I declined today that I won't be going up there just because it's 3 hours, and I've got to be here at work. There's no way that my work's going to allow me to take off to go and do that, unfortunately, but, you know, I told them good luck on this season, and I wish I could. I wished it was in Dallas, which it was, you know, only an hour and a half away from me. I could have probably made that work a little bit better, but it just unfortunately just fell at the wrong time.
Well, talk about just ruining people's freaking nights. Sheepers. Now they're not going to have a cowboy to ride. Great.
You know what? I tell you what, they just need to throw me back on the show and I'll ride with whoever to go for a ride. But,
whatever it
is. Save a horse or ride cowboy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm blushing. If y'all could see my face, I do blush once in a while. But,
cowboy. Mm-hmm. You're so cute.
Hey, you know, speaking of JoJo, there was a picture that showed up, which was pretty cool. So I guess someone tagged, which I already had one of it, but it was with you, Ashley, and myself. And I always get a kick out of your outfit with the spikes on the, you know, cleavage. You know, I saw that and just smiled. You know, it was a good picture of us three.
Did I poke you with them?
I hope you did.
No, and I know what picture you're talking about. I love that picture. Such a good
I
night. I sold the dress. I don't have it anymore. I wore it twice. Such a memorable dress that I'm like, you know, I already wore it twice. I have so many photographs in it. Why not? eBay, that's it. It's, you know, and I got rid of it.
You know, JoJo, you know, I autographed a dress once that I wore for charity. So we won't go there, but it was very memorable as well.
And you know what? Guess what, JoJo? He goes commando too.
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's what you got to do. Get a nice breeze going
down there. So I was listening. So the feeds to Canada Big Brother house has been off, huh?
Yeah, 30 hours. That was what was noted on our chat room. 30 hours.
See, that's ridiculous. You know that if that happened here in the U.S., boy, you would have some upright fans probably showing up at the Big Brother house.
They want their $15 a month worth. That's why.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why they're free, you know, and they think just because people aren't paying that they can get away with doing stuff like that.
Have you been watching any of the episodes, Cowboy?
Yeah, Cowboy.
You know, I watched a couple. You know, it's different by all means. You know, I did watch, you know, kind of, I guess it was the fourth episode and stuff like that. It's a unique group, by all means.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
definitely.
I think that it's weird that they all have to sleep in the same room. You know, that would kind of stink. My luck, I'd be in there with five people that freaking snores and I couldn't sleep. You know, that would be rough. But I do like the design of the house. You know, I think if he's... I don't know who's been evicted, but I tell you who will give a run for money. He might be already evicted, but I kind of like Peter.
Peter's still in.
He's still in.
Mm-hmm.
He seems
Everyone
like he
Peter.
can be likable from everybody.
Yes. And the house is insane. It's sick, just like you said. And I just, can I just say real quick, that Have Not room, you just reminded me. They were complaining about the Have Not room. Seriously, at least you guys got a regular bed. Okay, like, come on, you know, compared to last season's Have Not room, that thing was horrible. Those were not, you know, I can't even call them beds because they're not.
Well,
even,
I just
want to
make an announcement. I just like to make an announcement.
You're pregnant?
It is your baby cover. They have heard us in Canada, all the way from Canada. The feeds are back on. The feeds just came back on. So
they heard us complaining.
They heard us, and our movement has made the seats come back on. So,
look,
I just
that.
Want
to
say that.
See
that.
What happens. See what we can do when we all unite.
Movement.
That's right. Cowboy, I quickly want to pass along with you. Joanne Heaney is doing a big, it's called BBCandidateInsider.com, and she and her partner have been doing interviews pretty regularly on a Friday night. And last Friday night, they did have, never mind. I was just informed that you already know about this. Never mind. Okay.
Yes, I have been asked, but
okay.
I'll work Friday nights. And that's what's so bad is they do it on Friday nights.
No, 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 no. What I was going to tell you is Jen City was on Friday night, and she basically invited two of the evicted house guests that were on the interview to show up for Toys for Tots, and they said, absolutely, we'll be there.
Oh,
how cool is that?
Whoa.
Wow, I did not know that.
Who said,
do you know who she invited?
Kat, he is, like, for sure. Anil was also on, and he sounded like he was up for it as well.
Ooh, that's exciting. Bring in BB Canada and bring BB America together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I would love to hear some of them. I want my
we need more, that's all we need is more Big Brother alumni so Michelle can make out with.
I just said that.
Listen,
here. I
make
want
out
my
with
my
everybody
and
equally.
Tala three-way kiss.
I make out with everybody equally, okay? There's a lot of me to go around.
Enough to go around, yeah.
Yeah. Come on. What the hell? They need a Portuguese princess up in Canada.
Hey, so I know that, real quick, because I know he's friends with a lot of us, and y'all have probably already talked about it, but I don't really get to watch a lot of Survivor, but the very first one that I actually watched was the episode that Brandon, our good friend Brandon Hance, goes off. And,
ooh,
boy, he made his family happy. I promise you that.
Is this on, you mean on Survivor?
Yeah, Brandon Hance was on Survivor.
I'm a little behind.
Yeah, that's right.
You have
he
to watch
blew up. And I understand why he blew up. I really do. But it was hilarious because, you know, they asked him if it was in his blood. You know, him going off, and it was a good little episode.
It runs in the family.
Oof. I mean, gosh. I was actually texting back and forth with Russell, and I'm going, he reminds me of you. And then I was like, whoa, he took it to a whole nother level.
Oh, my God, I have to see this. Was it like Willie style?
It was, I think, a little bit maybe more, he was kind of physical almost, kind of, but he was crazy.
Almost.
Oh, wow, I got to see this. Yeah.
Yeah, he was
It's not worth it. When you have $1 million on the line, it's just not worth it. Or, you know, half a million, it's not worth it to get into it with someone.
Well, I think that Brandon's problem was he was so homesick and that everything got to him mentally. And Philip is really a very odd person. And it just set him off. And it just gave him a reason to be able to bow out and just go off on Philip.
Brandon had been separated from his wife and family prior to going back on the show, and they had just reconciled for 2 months prior to him going back on the island. And so he found himself back on Survivor, back on the island, and really missing his family after just reconciling for 2 short months. And, you know, when you have that family dynamic, two very young babies at home.
Exactly.
And all those emotions, he's still very young himself. And those two little babies, I think both of them were under the age of 3, I know.
Yep.
And, you know, his wife at home taking care of both kids. He had a lot on his plate to emotionally deal with. And then he had Philip Shepherd, you know, playing...
Philip Shepherd.
Yeah, Philip Shepherd, the commander out there, you know.
I love
the spy. And Brandon just wasn't, I think, prepared to play that Philip Shepherd game. And everybody else in his tribe was following that Philip Shepherd game, and Brandon just couldn't deal with it. He was just like, this is like a child's game.
Even dumped the rice and the beans for them to have reason to get rid of them.
Which kind of bummed me out, because he kept threatening. He said he was going to pee in them, and I wanted to see them eat pee-pee rice.
Oh, Cherry.
God. I got to watch this. I watched the first 2 episodes of Survivor. I'm trying to catch up on demand.
Cherry, I'm shocked that you want to see pee-pee.
You know, they wouldn't have allowed that. But
the dark side comes out.
Oh, I love the haunches.
But, you know, it goes back. You know, reality TV is very tough, because you do have to leave your family, and you have to be able to block things out so you don't, you know, blow up. And we've, you know, Big Brother, we've had a couple, one instance throwing the mic and, you know, just giving up. You know, it's
head-butting.
Very stressful. And, you know, just no one really understands what we really go through. And in that situation, I could have snapped on Philip. I mean, I'm not big on that type of stuff either. And, you know, Philip just kept on and kept on and playing these games into this game. And it just made it more stressful. And, you know, I don't know. I wish that deep down Brandon was able to come together, because he was very liked in his tribe. And I really do see that Brandon could have went really far, because I did see the emotions that his tribe was, you know, tearing up, crying. He was very respected in his tribe. And I also think that if he just was able to pull it together, he could have made it to the end.
Yeah, I mean, I think so too. And a lot of people would say, oh, you know, he did it once, he should know, second time around, which I could see that aspect, but it could have been double even more crazier for him, probably having those emotions come back to him, you know, and it's kind of one of those things, like he had that choice whether he wanted to come back or not, knowing what situation he was in, getting back with his, you know, with his wife and everything, so... I really wish he had stuck it out to the end, because I honestly think that he could have probably not only have been away from his family, but then brought home $500,000 and made it well worth it.
Absolutely.
A million. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it does make you do things you wouldn't normally do when you're put in that situation. You know, your emotions are just running crazy.
That's why I would love to have live feeds on Survivor, just so that we can see what happens behind the scenes.
Exactly.
You know,
that'd be cool.
It really happens, yeah.
But Brandon had the pressure also, guys, of Russell Hance. I mean, and I love Russell. I love Sean, and I love Brandon, you know, good friends with him. And, but, you know, he always got compared to Russell Hance, you know, really never really got to play his game. And
well, they feel
I
like
think,
he needs to live up to their standards, his standards, to Russell.
Exactly. And he's a young kid. I mean, I think he turned 21. And so he's very young, playing a stressful game. And I really, I think that he could have played the game better, but it's what ifs. You know, I really think, I think that Willie, if he was able to calm himself down, I think that he would have been fine as well.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that Willie is, I mean, he's been on this show. He is friends with a lot of us as well, and people have talked to him. You know, they're really great guys. They really are. Speaking of a Hance, I saw pictures this last week of Sean Hance's wedding. I thought, I don't know if y'all have had a chance to see them, but it was beautiful.
No, I actually did not see them.
Someone, a good friend of mine, she was like, have you seen the pictures yet? It's like, no. So she texted it to me, and I tell you what, it was beautiful. I mean, it was just, I didn't even know that he had a girlfriend.
Hey, he has a wifey now.
Before we run out of time, we did get word from Brandon when he was on our Thursday show that the boys, the Hance boys, are in talks with a television network about creating a reality show for those boys.
Thank you.
Because they need to have their own show where they can just beat the shit out of each other. And then the next day, they're fine and they don't get kicked off. You know what I mean? Because I think that they are all so amazing individuals. And
they are.
I would definitely watch them. Why?
I think it's kind of like the Kardashians, but the male version. In the South.
Let's do it. We need that.
We're going to take a quick, now this is going to be sort of a few minute commercial break, and then we're going to all gather right back here after this little break. This is a promo that Paul put together. I want everyone to listen to it. This is really important, though. This has to do with something that's very near and dear to all of our hearts. It's reality TV, people. And we all need to pay attention and do this. This is a really good clip that Paul put together, so I'm going to play it now while everybody's here, and then we'll all gather back together in just a few moments. Kristen, my name is Cherry Garcia. Thank you so very much for joining us tonight on Monday with Michelle Costa. Would you please let us know who you are and who you're with?
Yes, my name is Kristen Moss. I'm the executive producer of the Reality Wanted Reality TV Awards, first annual. Andrew Ward and I put together a social networking group for reality TV professionals about a year ago. Well, then we got sponsored by Mark Yowitz, owns RealityWanted.com, and one day I said to him, I really want to put together the Reality Awards. This has been my idea for a while, for several years now, and he's like, let's go, let's start it. And that was back in October, and the public vote just opened today. How we did it was we came to a conclusion of the top 10 to 12 nominees for each category. And anyone who is a part of the industry was able to vote for the top 10 to 12 in each of the 22 categories. And from there, top five nominees, anyone worldwide can go to www.realitywantedawards.com. You'll see a big yellow button that says vote now. It's as simple as that. You can vote once a day. The deadline, April 8th, the awards on April 11th, which is Thursday, in West Hollywood, California. Tell your friends. You can really promote this thing. I mean, we want the Twitter followers to be tagging their favorite stars and letting them know that they voted for them. And, you know, be sure to tweet us at Reality Awards TV. You know, we want to hear about it. We want to hear how people are voting, and we want to know who's voting for who. And I think it'll be a fun competition on Twitter, on Facebook, and, you know, just all over the web and everything.
Let's talk about how people can come see it, if there's tickets.
Well, right now on our website, you can go to realitywantedawards.com, and that's a one-stop shop for anyone that wants to be part of the event or attend.
Are you going to be streaming it or videotaping it?
It won't air live, but there is a chance you might be able to see it later. There's several production companies that are interested in filming it this year. Exciting thing we're doing is we're going to be live streaming the red carpet. And it's a new system that they just used at the Grammys where, let's say, Big Ann from Mob Wives comes up. We can actually look at Twitter live and see questions, as well as pull people in from anywhere around the world on video to ask their own questions.
Definitely check the website, but not only just for the voting, but we're going to be posting all the celebrities that are going to be coming. We're going to have all the information on the live streaming. That's where you're actually going to be watching that video from. So that website is a mecca of information. There's a lot that's going to be going on in the next month or so. RealityWantedAwards.com is where you need to go to keep updated. On our Twitter as well, we have trivia. Every day we put a trivia question. Answer those. We're keeping tally. We're keeping score. The Twitter handle is at RealityAwardsTV.
Kristen and Andrew, this has been just a joy. This show and the Rad Reality Show Network is all about reality shows.
We're honored that you had us on, and I hope to be back soon.
Thank you guys so much again. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You guys have a great night, and we'll see you on the Reality Wanted Awards show.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So, there we have it. Reality TV is finally getting their own reality awards.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone needs to go to Reality Awards.
Yeah, Jean mentioned that.
Reality Wanted Awards.
com,
and make sure that you vote. You can vote once a day. This is so well put together and really, really thought out. And it's not just the people who are, who are up front in the TV shows. They actually have awarded the cameramen, the people who, you know, do the directing and who are behind the scenes as well. It's a wonderful thought-out poll, and I just want to entice everybody to go to this poll, vote once a day, put it on your Facebook page, share it with everyone, and get your votes in. Blow this thing up, because we want to see this wind up on TV next year. And
yeah.
So the bigger it is this year, the more likely we'll see it on TV next year.
Yeah.
So blow this up, people. Share it on your Facebook pages. Make sure that, you know, we're here because of reality TV. We're sitting here talking about our favorite reality TV shows. We want to make sure that all these shows get recognition, the award shows get recognition, and that it winds up on TV next year, so that JoJo and Michelle and Michael and all these people are out there on the red carpet next year, walking that red carpet, and we're voting for them next year.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely should. Reality TV is huge, you know?
Huge.
So I'm surprised that they haven't come up with a, you know, reality TV award sooner. Actually, I think Gene from The Glass House mentioned something about that. He told me that he was going to reality awards. So
yeah,
I got to talk to him more about that.
Well, I mean, I think that reality TV is when you turn on the TV, no matter what channel you turn on, it's there's some sort of reality program
show.
On. And for
I'm about to watch The Voice. And they're
nominated. Yeah, I know. Me too. I'm DVRing it.
Yeah, and for it to take this long, I mean, we know that basically it started off kind of with, like, Survivor and Real World. We're talking about 2000. It's 2013.
Yeah.
It's 13 years too long to not have the show. So if we all back each other up and back up the reality TV awards, you know, TV Wanted, and we make a big deal about it, then people are going to listen and they're going to make moves. So it's all on us.
RealityWantedAwards.com, is that it?
That's right.
That's right, baby.
RealityWantedAwards.com. All right, definitely. Yeah, let's all get together, promote, network, and make it happen.
You can go there
let's
and you can share that. You can share that on your Facebook page, and people can click on it from your Facebook page and go to the poll from your Facebook page.
Michelle, real quickly, The Real World premiered in 1992, girl. 1992? Holy cow.
That was the year that Rich and I first started dating.
Good Lord. And that was when Richard Hatch won. I should have known that. Hello, he's from Rhode Island.
No.
Hello.
No, not
the first
not
season
Survivor.
Was New York.
No,
yeah, that's
Survivor.
Right. Survivor. Yeah.
The real world, New York City. Yes, that's right,
yeah.
JoJo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Richard Hatch was 2000. That's why that keeps sticking in my
yep.
head. I think the infection has gotten to my brain.
All right, guys. Well, I'm getting off here. I love you guys, and I will talk to you all very soon.
Cowboy.
Bye, bye,
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Bye.
We got the answer. Sean married his ex-wife.
Yeah,
oh,
they
did
were
he?
They got back together. Yeah, I wasn't going to step
in. Oh, that's awesome.
Him, yeah, they got back together.
Nice. So is that Brandon's mom?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow, that's awesome.
That is good news to hear.
Well, thank
all
you,
guys,
Cowboy, for
y'all.
The surprise visit. We always love a 12. I mean, Cowboy calling.
Oh,
bye.
All right, Michelle, I'll see you tonight. I mean, I'll see you later.
Yeah. I'll see you on Skype. Good night.
Bye, Cowboy. Thank you.
Bye, Hen.
I actually have to get going, too. I just want to say I had so much fun. This was a great show. We had, you know, covered so many different topics. So much fun. Always a good time. But I have to get going. But I love you guys. Thank you, Michelle, as always, and Sherry and Paul for having me. And if you guys want, I'll definitely come back next week, you know, and we can talk about the casting call, how it went.
Yes.
We're going to have.
And, JoJo, I cannot wait to see you in a couple of days. It's been
I know.
Since December.
4 days.
And I need my JoJo.
I know.
And
you need
JoJo,
need
just
six.
Let you know, Mama
yes.
Costa is going to be making
Yay.
Her debut once again at Mohegan Sun. So
I
Mama
love
Costa will
Mama
be there,
Costa.
Everybody.
Yes.
If you guys
want
to meet
awesome.
Mama Costa, go to Mohegan Sun. She is a hot ticket, and she's amazing and awesome.
She's
so
cool. She's so chill.
Yay. Thank you so much, JoJo, for taking out, you know, your time out of your busy schedule and coming on. And we love you here, and hope you come back
anytime.
On time.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Thank you so much, babe.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Anytime, I'll definitely come back next week and chat some more. I love you guys, and I will see you very soon, Michelle and Paul and Sherry. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
JoJo.
Thank
you, JoJo. Thanks so much.
All right. Mwah, ciao.
Take care, hen.
Mwah, ciao. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hen.
Bye.
Wow. Look at
Epic.
The clock.
I know, and I got to put my drops in. I'm past my schedule.
I know.
I'm past my schedule. I got to put my drops in and drink a lot more wine because it's not hitting me yet. There's so much on TV right now. The Voice, Dancing with the Stars, Real Housewives. What else am I missing? Mob Wives was on yesterday. So if you decide to DVR, watch it. The All-Star Celebrity Apprentice, make sure you watched that yesterday. Don't forget to watch your BB Canada.
Michelle.
And thank you, Cherry and Paul, for another great show. And thank you for all our callers, our guests, and our amazing chat room. Gosh, you guys are awesome. And don't forget, BB Canada Insider is going to have Ian on. Isn't that true? So you guys make sure you guys watch or listen or however you want to do it. BB
yes.
Canada Insider. Let's do
Friday
it.
Night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central. BBCanadaInsider.com. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, Ms. Cherry and Paul, let's end the show.
We're going to end it with Ron, as we always do. Make sure you join us on Thursday for our Survivor Caramone Roundtable Show at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. We'll have Travis Bubba Sampson back with us this week, and I believe we're going to have Dana from last season joining us. So make sure you come back and join us on Thursday. Here's Ron to close the show. Thanks for being here with us tonight, everyone. We love you guys. Here's Ron.
Tonight was a great show, and
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Well, there's no space and time. I love you for my life, darling, you're a friend of mine. When my life is over, remember when we were together, we were alone, and I was singing this song with you. We were alone, I was singing this song for you. We were alone, I was singing this song. Singing this song for you.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Okay, we're going to wrap this one up. Again, thank you all for being here and supporting the Rad Reality Show Network. Remember, Thursday night, Survivor Caramel and Roundtable Show. We plan on having Dana Lambert from last year's Survivor. And we may, I'm not sure, but Zane Knight may join her. So we'll see if he will be there with her on Thursday night. Take care, everybody.
Hey, Sherry, don't forget, happy Easter to everybody.
Yes, happy Easter to everyone. Have a great week. Take care. God bless.
Bye, everybody. We love you.
Night, Michelle. Take care of those eyes. Say hello to Mama Costa. Enjoy the casting call. Give JoJo a big hug for me. Take care of you, and we'll talk to you next Monday on Manic Monday.
Bye, everybody. Good night.
Good night.